From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet in Beijing for a high-profile summit that's expected to cover trade, the Iran war, technology, and Taiwan. South Korea's military sends a technical team to Dubai to determine the cause of an explosion and fire aboard the HMM Namu cargo ship. And the government and Samsung Electronics call for further discussions with the firm's largest labor union to avert a general strike, while the union dismisses the proposal. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping met in Beijing on Thursday for a high-profile summit expected to include talks on trade, the Iran war, technology, and Taiwan. The summit talks lasted more than 2 hours, and the two leaders will have more opportunities to discuss key pending issues before Trump's departure Friday. Kim Bum-soo has more.
President Xi opened the talks highlighting the significance of China's emerging power and its relations with the United States in the face of global challenges.
The world has reached a new crossroads. Whether China and the United States can overcome the so-called Thucydides trap and create a new paradigm of great power relations, whether we can work together to address global challenges and inject more stability into the world, whether we can focus on the well-being of the two peoples and the future of humanity, and jointly create a better future for the relationship between the two countries, can be said to be the questions of history, the world, and the people.
With the Chinese leader dropping a metaphoric reference to the possibility of a conflict, President Trump said bilateral relations are going to be fantastic.
You and I have known each other now for a long time. In fact, the longest relationship of our two countries that any president and president has had. And that's to me an honor. We've had a fantastic relationship. We've gotten along. When there were difficulties, we worked it out. I would call you, and you would call me. Whenever we had a problem, people don't know. Whenever we had a problem, we worked that out very quickly. And we're going to have a fantastic future together.
Amid the protracted U.S.-Israel war against Iran, the two sides need to address major challenges such as a fragile truce in the trade war, Taiwan, and North Korea's evolving nuclear threats. Trump and Xi held talks for more than 2 hours, and details of their discussions are not immediately available. There is still time for more discussions as Trump is set to leave Friday. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea's military has sent a technical analysis team to Dubai to conduct a scientific assessment and determine the cause of an explosion and fire aboard the South Korean-operated HMM Namu cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz last week. In a press notice on Thursday, Seoul's defense ministry said the team was dispatched the previous day to support government efforts to clarify the facts through on-site inspections, analysis of the evidence, and cooperation with relevant countries. At a regular press briefing on Thursday, the ministry's deputy spokesperson, Lee Kyung-ho, said the team is composed of about 10 experts from the Agency for Defense Development and other organizations who departed Wednesday night. The government's initial investigation of the damaged vessel that was towed to a Dubai port involved drone and missile experts from the agency. Seoul, meanwhile, plans to conduct a separate analysis of the debris from the aerial objects that struck the ship after transporting them to South Korea. The government believes Iran was likely behind the attack on the HMM Namu. A high-ranking foreign ministry official told reporters Thursday there is a low possibility that any entity other than Iran was responsible for the attack, adding that there were no pirates nearby at the time. The official indicated that investigations were ongoing, and until clear proof is obtained, the government cannot say Iran is to blame. Despite continued communication with Iran, the official explained that it is unlikely those responsible will voluntarily come forward and apologize. But if the entity behind the attack is confirmed, the official said, the government will launch a diplomatic offensive as appropriate.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The government and Samsung Electronics have called for further discussions with the company's largest labor union to avert a general strike, while the union has dismissed the proposal, saying there is no reason for more negotiations. The government and the company's management said in a media statement on Thursday that they propose holding further talks with the union on Saturday to resolve differences. The second round of mediated negotiations regarding performance-based bonuses broke down early Wednesday, triggering the countdown to a general strike slated to begin May 21st. The union previously announced plans to initiate an 18-day strike unless its demands are met, which includes setting bonuses at 15% of operating profit, eliminating the payout cap, and establishing a standardized bonus system. Union representative Che Seung-ho told reporters Thursday that further discussions are unnecessary unless there is an agreement to ensure greater transparency in the company's performance-based bonus structure. The heads of the government's four major institutions responsible for determining economic policy have expressed concern over the possibility of a strike at Samsung Electronics and hope of a resolution through dialogue. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance and Economy Koo Yoon-chul led a market situation meeting in Seoul on Thursday to discuss the issue with Bank of Korea Governor Shin Hyun-sung, Financial Services Commission Chairman Lee Yeo-kwon, and Financial Supervisory Service Director Lee Chan-jin. According to the Finance Ministry, the officials shared the view that if the strike at Samsung Electronics becomes a reality, it could pose a significant risk to growth, exports, and financial markets in general. They emphasized that there should be no strike and that labor and management must resolve their differences quickly through principled negotiations. Candidate registrations for the June 3rd local elections and by-elections will take place Thursday and Friday. According to the National Election Commission, regional committees will accept registration until Friday within the electoral districts under their jurisdiction. Official campaigns will run between May 21st and June 2nd, during which time the candidates will be allowed to canvass using vehicles, giving public speeches, and put up posters and banners. Prior to the 13-day period, they will be limited in their activities but can still open election offices, distribute name cards, and send out text messages. Publication of polling results will be prohibited starting May 28th. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi will reportedly visit South Korea for 2 days next week to meet with President Lee Jae-myung. Kyodo News reported Thursday that the Japanese government informed Parliament of the trip slated for May 19th to 20th, citing the head of the House of Representatives Steering Committee, Shunichi Yamaguchi, a ruling Liberal Democratic Party lawmaker. The report cited diplomatic sources saying the two leaders will likely discuss cooperation to ensure energy security in light of recent disruptions in crude oil shipments due to the U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran, as well as beefing up supply chains for critical minerals. The news service said Lee and Takaichi will likely meet in Andong, Lee's hometown, in the southeastern port city of the country, as part of a bilateral practice of leader-level reciprocal visits dubbed shuttle diplomacy. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 137.4 points, or 1.75% on Thursday, to close at 7,981.41. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 14.16 points, or 1.2%, to close at 1,191.09. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.
KBS World Radio.